Now, the Nolan sisters have a new show on the telly starting next Tuesday, the 1st of December, on Quest Red, At Home with the Nolans. This is the follow-up to their cruise programme, which we talked to them about. Linda and Maureen are on the line. How are you doing, Linda? How are you doing, Maureen?
Hi.
Hi, good, thanks.
Good to talk to you again. I watched the first episode. Congratulations.
Thank you.
The thing that caught my attention, right, was Colleen's mop thing. With the pump. Have you seen that?
Colleen's what?
Her mop that she cleans the floor with. It's...
No, I haven't seen it.
Yes. Well, wait till I tell you about it, because it's V-I-L-E-D-A, Velida or whatever like that.
So oh,
you,
yeah.
It's fantastic. I know the mop you're talking about. We haven't seen the first episode yet, but
yes.
It's fantastic, isn't it?
Yes, because you put the mop in and then you have a pedal that rinses the mop for you. It's brilliant. I've never
seen
anything like it before.
Funny.
There you go.
I'll have to get it now.
Yeah, I'll have to get it now. I thought it was product placement, but I wouldn't say it is. I think people will be... That'll be the big question.
Young one has got ideas for the station.
Yeah,
now.
Does she? Well, listen, great to talk to you again. So much has happened, and we've so much to talk to, and so little time. So, Linda, how are you? How is the cancer?
I'm doing well, thank you. I finished my chemo in September, and I've had some scans that I'm waiting for the results of next week. Actually, the week coming, just to see. Well, if the chemo has done its job. I mean, my cancer is treatable but not curable. So we'll just get the results and then see where we go from there.
So treatable but not curable. So you could live a long time with it, isn't that? That's the good news.
I hope so. That's what I'm
planning
to do.
That's the good news. Yes. That's the great news. And Anne has cancer as well, or had cancer?
Yeah.
That's right.
Go on. Sorry.
Go on, Mo.
Anne has cancer as well. And she has finished her chemo and done very well, got some really positive news. She still has to go through radiotherapy, which starts next week. So she's got 5 intensive days of radiotherapy, which they're putting in 5 days, normally 3 weeks, but they're doing it in 5 days.
Okay, but it's looking good for her as well.
Yeah, it is.
Great. Now, the other thing, the last time we spoke, we spoke about your dad, and I think... The word philanderer was used, and in the first episode of this, and Maureen, you're the one who's most anxious to bring this to the next level or bring it to the next step. So tell us about your it would be your half sister, wouldn't it?
It would be, yes, our half sister. Yeah, my dad had a bit of a fling when in 1952, actually, she had been born. We know it's a girl, but that's all we know. My mom actually told me after my dad died, and she was quite intrigued to find her as well. And she gave me a name, which I've since forgotten, which isn't helpful at all.
No.
But I've taken it to the next stage, as in I've submitted some DNA to an ancestry, a DNA, you know.
Yeah, but that only works if the person is on the same... site, is that?
Well, what they said can happen is you can discover, like, being Irish, hundreds of cousins to the thousands of ones already. And there may be a link then to one of them through her, you know. So.
Yes. So it may not be her, but it could be a child of hers or a cousin of hers or whatever.
Yes.
So he had an affair, and you tell the story in this where your mum went up to confront the woman, saying that your dad had 2 children and 1 on the way. And then when she answered the door, he said, well, there's another one on the way as well. So this woman is the same age as your sister, Denise.
That's right,
68,
yeah.
Or in around 68.
68, yeah.
Yes, yeah. Now, one of your sisters in the chats around the table about this pointed out that if she knew that she was your half-sister, she would know where to find you because you're... quite a public family.
I said that, yeah. So if she does know and she hasn't got in touch, then she obviously doesn't want to be involved. But we're pretty, you know, we don't want to ruin this woman's life kind of thing. We're going about it the right way, and it will be her decision completely if she wants, even if they find her and she doesn't want to meet us, then that's her decision.
Yes.
But we're not meeting to ruin her life or, you know, or intrude on her life. It would just be nice to meet her and see, you know, she's part of us.
Yes, she is. Yeah, and she was born in Ireland.
She better
then.
Not be a good singer, though, or she's right out the door.
she was born in Ireland then.
I think so.
I thought she was born in Cork. Yeah.
Right. Okay. And what else did your mother tell you about her, Maureen? She gave you the woman's name, but you've forgotten it. Any other details?
Yeah, I actually wrote it down in a diary, which, I mean, it's so many years ago, and I've, of course, lost the diary, and I can't remember the name, but...
That's your age, Maureen.
I know.
So we
haven't really got that many details, but, of course, nowadays, that doesn't matter too much, because, as I say, for DNA base, you know...
Yeah. And what if her mother never told her?
Well, I, although I'm the most intrigued, I would say, out of the girls to find her, I would forgo that if I was going to destroy anybody's life. I'm really
yes,
not.
Yes, you know, yeah, of course, of course.
We've had a good life. I hope she has. And if there was any problem with meeting her, then, of course, I would forgo that. You know, I don't want to destroy anybody's life, you know.
Yeah.
And her mother would be in her 90s now.
Yes, if she was still alive, yes. So, yeah. And I suppose...
But, you know, they could have gone abroad.
Yes.
You know, emigrated. God forbid she couldn't, you know, she might not still be alive.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, so it's all pie in the sky. Well, Maureen did the DNA test, and we might even find something out before Christmas.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah,
because we had an amazing story of a writer in America who did one of those DNA tests and found out that her dad wasn't her dad. She wrote an amazing book on it. I can't remember the name of it, but it'll come to me. So this is fascinating, isn't it?
We've talked about that.
Yeah,
we said Maureen's done the DNA test and it'll come back and she'll go, no, you haven't got a sister, but Maureen, you're not a sister either.
It's intriguing. It's really intriguing.
And
there could be somebody listening now who knows that you are a half sister to them, and they've kept it secret for all this. This could be the moment. This could be the moment that they want. You know, they've said at this stage in their life that they want to connect with you. Okay. Well, if you have any more details after you get the results of the DNA test, you might come back to us, and we're always here.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, of course. Meanwhile, it's At Home with the Nolans, and it starts next Tuesday on Quest Red. People can find that on their thing.
10 o'clock.
And watch out for Colleen's Valeda mop.
I'm looking for her mop now. I'm going to phone her and ask her to send me a picture.
Right. Okay, mind yourselves. Thanks for talking to us. See you. Bye.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.